This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach.
And another hour, What's on Your Mind is on the air. We'll have live coverage of Governor Doug Burgum's budget address before the legislative session. He's just taking to the podium now. He'll thank a million people, and then we'll pick it up on What's on Your Mind. He'll, by the way, join us tomorrow in studio to talk a little bit about his budget proposal, which will include some tax cuts. So stay tuned for that. Mike in Fargo been waiting to weigh in. Mike, what's on your mind?
Well, good morning. I'll just keep nice short and sweet. I'd like to congratulate the 5 North Dakota young Republicans who won their elections and will now be part of the state legislation. I think it's going to be a good thing for Christian nationalism, and there's going to be a lot of good things that will come from it. This is just the beginning. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. And the legislative session is in its organizing days right now. Actually kicks off officially into January, and there'll be a lot to cover, and the big thing this year is going to be tax relief. So we'll watch that real closely. Let's see what the governor's saying here.
Conditionally surrendered to the United States on the decks of Battleship Missouri in Tokyo Bay. Also in Tokyo that day was the USS Wren destroyer. On that ship was my father, Navy Lieutenant Junior Grade Joey Burgum. It's hard to imagine the emotions of all of those sailors and soldiers that had survived the horrors of World War II, and hard to imagine the emotions of my dad, who coincidentally was also celebrating his 28th birthday on that same day. After having been apart from my mom for years. But today, Japan is one of our most strategic partners, a country where democracy and peace and free markets have thrived for 77 years. They have 126 million people living in a space that's just the size of North and South Dakota. And yet, they import nearly 100% of their oil and gas and almost two-thirds of their food. During the recent trade mission to Japan, our delegation of Ag Commissioner Doug Goring, North Dakota CEOs, leaders from UND and NDSU and others, we had the opportunity that week to present our state's story about our abundance of oil, of gas, of coal, strength of our agriculture, our unmanned aerial systems and technology, our incredible carbon storage capacity, and more. During a presentation to a national Japanese Chamber of Commerce group that represented some of the largest and biggest companies in Japan, the chairman of that group said to all of us, "We're envious of North Dakota." And I'll say that again. This country, with one of the largest economies in the world, said, "We are envious of North Dakota. You have a young and growing population. You've got energy security. You've got food security. And you've got national security." And, of course, this was driven home because the week that we were there, the North Koreans had launched a missile over the top of the country of Japan. And if a missile was going to go back at North Korea, it would come from North Dakota, from our own Minot Air Force missile wing. And, of course, here we are with our deeply blessed with the enormous and abundant God-given resources that we have, our rich soil, our enormous water resources, our jackpot of geology, which have been the foundation of our state and its economic prosperity. But none of this would be possible without those that fought for freedom, as today we honor Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, but we also want to recognize all military currently serving or who have served, and if those in our chamber could please stand today that have served our country, let us give you our acknowledgement and recognition for everything you've done for our United States. Today, we find ourselves in competition with every other state for attracting capital and talent. And because of that, we need a comprehensive strategic budget that builds on our competitive advantages, supports our families and communities, attracts and retains thriving, healthy, well-educated citizenry, and sets North Dakota up for the long-term success in the realities of this exciting 21st century economy. Therefore, on behalf of Lieutenant Governor Brent Sandford, myself, and our whole team, it is our distinct honor to present to you the executive budget for the 2023-2025 biennium. It's a beautiful day here in North Dakota, clear and sunny and cold, just like some of us like it. And here we are at this beautiful Capitol. And I want to say welcome to each and every member of the 68th Legislative Assembly, the esteemed justices of the Supreme Court, of course, our amazing Lieutenant Governor Brent Sandford, and Second Lady Sandy Sandford, who's here, and, of course, our courageous First Lady, Catherine Helgesbergum, our terrific statewide electeds who are here joining us upstairs, our dedicated cabinet leaders, our hardworking state team members, and fellow North Dakotans, including all those across the state that are joining us online. Before we begin, I want to give two quick special shout-outs. And first, as he wraps up his service as our second-longest Secretary of State, entails not only overseeing elections, but a broad set of other duties, including serving on the State Historical Society Board, the Land Board, the Emergency Commission. I want to thank Secretary of State Al Jaeger for 30 years of commitment, dedication, and integrity. Secretary Jaeger, please stand. Secondly, we're honored to have joining us here today one of the greatest servant leaders in our state's history. On January 31st, Justice Jerry VanderWaal will retire after 64 years of service to the state of North Dakota, including 44 years on the North Dakota Supreme Court, 27 of those years as our Chief Justice. Please join me in acknowledging Justice VanderWaal for his selfless and incomparable dedication to justice to this great state. Thank you, Jerry. As the branches of government embark together on this journey over the next 5 months, we do so with an overwhelming sense of gratitude for the service of our legislative leaders who retired from their roles last week. House Majority Leader Chet Pollard, Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner, Senate Minority Leader Joan Heckman, for their service and the service of all legislators who are present in these chambers who will be missed but not forgotten. They all have our deepest gratitude. Thank you to those outgoing leaders. And of course, today we welcome the 37 newly elected legislators who were sworn in this week and our 104 returning legislators. Welcome back. We look forward to working with all of you, including your recently elected leaders, House Majority Leader Mike LaFleur, Senate Majority Leader David Hogue, House Minority Leader Josh Boshe, Senate Minority Leader Kathy Hogan, and your Appropriations Chairs, Senator Brad Beckedahl and Representative Don Vigasaw. We'd now like to ask, in addition to acknowledging the leadership, that our state's newest 37 legislators please stand and be welcome. Welcome, new legislators.
Governor Doug Burgum doing some of the typical things you do at the beginning of a address to the state legislature. He obviously will get to his budget proposal and tax cut proposal here momentarily. And certainly a wonderful thing that he did, remembering his father and talking about Pearl Harbor to begin the program. Hey, did you know that oil and natural gas touches every corner of North Dakota? That industry is a big part of literally every corner of North Dakota. It's true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Governor Doug Burgum's budget address to the legislature live, as it happens, when we continue on What's on Your Mind after this short timeout. 16 past the hour. Don't touch that dial. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
One of the classics for the Christmas holiday season.
Jack Frost.
On What's on Your Mind? Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. Today would be a good day to buy two fresh baked cookies and get a third one free. That's right. Buy two, get one free. Fresh baked cookies, always the best at PetroServe USA. Plus some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. It's always great. Tater Tot hot dish in Hartwood today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Swedish meatballs or cabbage rolls. There's Beefy Mac and MP Avenue, Meatloaf in Glendon, Orange Chicken in Euland, and on 45th Street, Salisbury Steak. All right, during the break, the governor was talking about the workforce challenge and a $167 million investment to take some of the tenets from strategic planning related to the workforce challenge and take that on. Let's get back to more of the address from Governor Doug Burgum at the state capitol in Bismarck today.
To both invest our dollars wisely for the future, but also quickly provide real, meaningful tax relief to all income earners. While our general fund budget has grown since 2017 when we worked together to reduce it, that was an interesting time. We had to reduce the general fund by $1.7 billion from $6 billion down to $4.3 or 28%. Historically, never achieved before. But under today's proposed budget for the 2023 to 2025 general fund, amazingly, we're still spending $162 million less as a state in our general fund than we were 8 years ago, than we were 6 years ago when Brent and I took office. I doubt there's a state in the nation that has gone through the kind of economic growth that we have that is spending less than their general fund today. So again, congratulations to this legislature for restrained and conservative spending. And as we prepare for this budget, I'm pleased to report that our state's balance sheet has never been stronger. Oil tax revenues running 60% or $1.5 billion ahead of the legislative forecast from the spring of 2021. It's projected to end this biennium at over $6 billion, coming in very close to the record set back in 2013 and 15. And with 8 months left in the biennium, this current budget cycle is projected to yield the second highest oil tax collections for sure. We'll pass the previous second high before you adjourn in the spring. On the general fund side of revenues, the four tax types there, we're running 23% or $660 million ahead of forecast. If you dig deeper into that general fund revenues, it's across the board. Sales tax revenues up 16%. Individual income tax 13% ahead. Corporate income tax revenues are remarkable, 128% above forecast. And those major tax types, those three plus motor vehicle excise taxes, were expected to collect more than $500 million more this biennium than last from those tax types. Our financial position, from a cash standpoint, super strong. $718 million in the budget stabilization fund, a projected $1.1 billion unassigned in the Strategic Investment and Improvement Fund, or SIF, which is basically our second general fund or another checking account. Over $1.4 billion expected for the general fund ending balance on on June 30 of this next spring. And then, of course, on July 1, when we transfer in the legacy earnings, $486 million. So you can literally add these numbers up and see that there will be about $3 billion of cash in the accounts when we're starting this session, when we're starting the next fiscal year, next July 1st. When we think about budgeting going forward, you've heard this from us before in the spirit of transparency. We are once again proposing to use $1 billion in oil tax revenue in our general fund. We can get there a number of different ways. One way to get there is through the $400 million transfer from SIF and increasing our oil tax allocation revenue from $400 to $600 million. But the point really is that we have, for the last 12 years, included about $1 billion of oil tax revenue in the general fund. This used to be 25% of the general fund. Now it's less than one-sixth. This is a reasonable and conservative amount and transparent in terms of how we're using oil tax revenue to fund our government. And while on the topic of transfers, our revenues are strong enough that we've also got a proposal in here that we should not be needing to draw profits from the state mill and elevator or the bank in North Dakota. We don't need them to fund other things. We don't need them to balance the general budget. You just heard me describe the huge ending balances that we're going to be having. And therefore, we propose a one-time pause in these profit transfers, allowing these state entities to reinvest their profits in their missions of serving North Dakotans. And when they do that, if they transfer the money and we leave it in CIF or the general fund, it earns low interest checking account returns. If we leave the money in the bank and in the mill, they can go out and get 14, 15% return on invested capital as they also work to deliver value for North Dakotans. So we recommend this smarter cash managed approach also as when it comes to how we fill our rainy day fund, officially known as the budget stabilization fund. Currently, this fund carries a maximum balance by law equal to 15% of all general fund appropriations. Or for this biennium that we're in right now, the cap is $752 million. It's intended to be there on a rainy day fund in case we have a shortfall of revenues. But the current rules that mandate that 15% does not take into account the fact that now we've got a huge chunk of our general fund is actually K-12 education, and K-12 education also has its own rainy day fund. So we're double counting these reserves, which are then also held in these low interest bearing accounts. This matters in a period now when interest rates are higher. We're losing money every time we leave money in low interest bearing accounts. So we should streamline the budget stabilization fund by capping it at only 15% of the ongoing general fund appropriations. Eliminate that double counting. We still have the K-12 with their own rainy day fund, have it reserved. But you know what this would do? The combination of these two things? This would bring our stabilization fund down to $602 million. Next year, it would be as high as $880. This frees up $280 million of funding for all of you to be using for things that have a higher return on investment than our citizens. Then our citizens didn't want us to collect their taxes and then just sit on cash and put them in low interest bearing accounts. They expect us to manage that those investments wisely. So our proposed changes frees up capital, improves earnings on cash, and these changes are conservative and they're proactive, they're transparent, they avoid double counting, and they help our state institutions get higher returns for our citizens. For the next biennium, we're also project a general fund ending balance of $410 million. By the way, the current biennium, we were projecting an ending balance of $600. So this is one of the highest ending balances ever projected, again, as this part of this conservative forecast. When we add the budget stabilization fund at the new cap level of $602, would mean we'd have available reserves of over $1 billion. With these backstops in place, we're proposing a general fund budget of just under $5.9 billion. The massive influx of federal and special funds, formula-driven increases, historic inflationary costs have pushed the overall two-year budget proposal to $18.4 billion. And with the high rate of inflation, creating higher operating costs, supply chain issues, workforce shortage, full of recruiting and compensation challenges, increased budgets are to be expected. Any business in our state understands that they're facing increased budget pressures.
Certainly. An issue that government is facing as well as the private sector. Anybody else dazzled by the billions that are available? Waiting for the tax relief coming up on What's on Your Mind with Governor Doug Burgum. Don't go away. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
And to God be the glory.
Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia beat Republican challenger Herschel Walker to win Tuesday's runoff election for Senate. Warnock will lead Georgia for a full six-year term. With Tuesday's victory, the Democrats control the Senate 51-49, and Republicans control the House. Elon Musk has fired Twitter's Deputy General Counsel James Baker over his alleged suppression of internal documents about blocking the post-Hunter Biden laptop evidence of wrongdoing. President Trump's family business was found guilty Tuesday of tax fraud with a New York jury, finding the Trump Organization engaged in an off-the-books compensation scheme to pay executives and car leases apartments in cash. The organizations could face a fine of roughly $1.6 million. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The governor is talking tax relief now, talking about a flat rate.
Not about the rate.
And a package that would eliminate for three of five taxpayers and soon be on a path to join eight states to have no income tax at all. Let's get to that part on the tax relief.
Packages to provide meaningful relief to our citizens. The proposal in front of you now will build upon that relief and allow North Dakota working families to keep more of their paycheck in their pockets. To show working families that we understand their plight and that tax relief is a priority for this assembly, we urge you to expedite income tax relief legislation and make it one of the first bills to cross my desk. Now is the right time to provide meaningful, permanent income tax cut to make our state a more attractive place to live and work and a more attractive place for workers to move to. It's real reduction in taxes, real reduction. It actually reduces the revenue coming into the state of North Dakota. It's going to help us retain both workers and military members, and it benefits us all. Let's get it done. We share and recognize concerns about high property taxes and the burden they place on residents in some of our communities. And I say some, not all, because some of you live in communities that have done a great job of limiting property tax burden on their residents. This is a tangible and super important reminder that property taxes are not even across our state. They're set and managed at the local levels. The decisions of cities, counties, schools, park districts, and others drive those levels. It's impossible to pass legislation at the state level and know the effect it's going to have at the local level, to even know if it's actually going to lower taxes. Legislatures at other states have tried and dearly tried and exhausted every option to address property taxes with state subsidies, with valuation caps. Almost always the history of this shows that unintended negative consequences and disappointing results. And we don't even have to look to other states. We can look here in North Dakota. From 2007 to today, 17 pieces of legislation have passed, resulting in $7.25 billion of property tax relief. And yet property taxes continue to rise in some communities, not all, some communities, which reinforces the old refrain, which we should all remember. Because if we're reducing local property taxes by using other state taxes and sending them locally, we're actually subsidizing local spending. We're not reducing taxes, we're subsidizing local spending. And if you want more of something, you subsidize it. So when we subsidize local spending, we get more local spending. By continuing to subsidize property taxes, we're growing local government. The numbers and the facts show this. Nearly 6 years ago, in my first State of the State address, I stood right here at this podium, and part of that address, I warned that property tax buy-downs, at that time the 12% buy-down, were nothing more than a subsidy that entices communities to make a long-term investments that they may be ill-equipped to afford. I suggested that the legislature find an off-ramp to remove itself from the business of the unsuccessful 12% property buy-downs. And the legislature did, and that was a smart move. So are we for reducing the costs that drive up property taxes? All the decisions and design decisions at the local level? Absolutely. Let's dig into the real drivers that raise property tax. We're in favor of understanding and lowering the cost of local government. But are we for subsidizing more local spending by taking dollars from one set of taxpayers and sending them to property owners? We're absolutely not in favor of that. Let's address the real root cause. In the meantime, it's entirely appropriate for those of you, because I know that during campaign season, many of you told me that you heard from our citizens that they were more concerned about property taxes than income taxes. That may be true based on what city you lived in and what doors you were knocking on. But I would encourage all of those constituents to engage. If they're big property owners, engage with their school boards, engage with their city commissions, engage with the county commissions, their park boards, and learn more about how local property taxes in their area are set and managed, because it varies all over our state. Promoting quality education. Well, the share of locally leveled property taxes to go toward public schools, it's the state that covers the majority of that cost of public education. This is another way that we're also supporting and helping reduce local property taxes. K-12 accounts for the single largest component of our budget. Nearly $2.3 billion of our general and special funds will go towards K-12. That is real relief on property taxes, $2.3 billion again this session in helping to pay for that local school component. In this budget, we also recommend an increase in the per pupil rate. We know that schools have been hit with inflation and labor cost changes as well. And so in our proposal, it's 4% for the first year and 3% for the second year. This doesn't mean that that's what the raises are for instructors. This means that that's what the increase would be to go to the school district. This will bring the formula payments to record levels, nearly $11,000 per student. North Dakota invests $7 million in taxpayer dollars per day to educate our students. Last session, the legislature and our administration together demonstrated support for educators by requiring that 70% of the new dollars approved for K-12 be spent on compensation for those teaching our more than 116,000 students in our state. We're doing that again in this budget. 70% of that increase should go towards teachers, paraprofessionals, others that are in the classroom educating those 116,000 students. If we do this, we can get salaries up, but also make sure that we're being smart about the costs of in delivering education in our state. Also, currently the K-12 funding formula does not fully recognize students in growing districts. This is called the on-time payment. We pay on the prior year's number of students. After the 2019 session, we began a 7-year transition to on-time funding to ensure that school aid is based on this year's enrollment number, not last year's enrollment number. We need to accelerate the shift. 7 years is too long. We've got, you know, districts, the three W's, Williston, Watford City, West Fargo, each of them, hundreds and hundreds of new students coming each year. And then they don't get any payment for those new students. They're getting paid on the last year's numbers. The flip side is that when we pay on last year's number, in some of our declining districts, we're actually paying for students that aren't there. And so our proposal addresses this challenge. We need to adjust the formula to provide on-time funding to recognize either the growth or the decline. We just have to be honest about where the growth is and where the decline is, ensure that our resources are available to meet student needs. The K-12 funding formula has gone through multiple iterations in the past decade, and yet somehow here we stand today, 54% of our school districts are still not on the formula. That's, I guess, going to be a signal that there's something that isn't quite right. Well, we need a plan to move all districts onto a formula in time. We propose to first address what is called the transition maximum districts that are currently below, and in some cases well below, that $11,000 per pupil payment. There are 11 school districts that have a combined enrollment of 4,440 students. The majority of these are Native American students, but these are not tribal schools. These are North Dakota public schools, North Dakota citizens, and we need to correct this inequity by getting them up to the level that we pay all the other schools. Like K-12, our higher education system is critical to addressing our workforce challenges and creating strong communities. To compete in the global market and ensure that our universities are responsive to the private sector, responding to those demand signals, we propose a workforce innovation grant. By investing $10 million in this competitive grant program, we can support the institutions that are able to create new programs or alter existing programs that are based on the urgent workforce needs as described by the private sector. We also need to build upon successful programs like the Higher Education Challenge Grants. Many of you are familiar with this. This is a grant driven by private sector investment. Since its inception in 2013, the state has put only $72 million into the Challenge Grant program. And I say only. But it's resulted in a combined private-public investment in higher education of $220 million for scholarships, research, endowed chairs, and other allowable items. When we have a program that gets $3 of private sector for every dollar of state money, we should be driving, that should be a demand signal to us, say let's get more money in those programs because we leverage the state taxpayer dollar to get even more for us, get back for our citizens. Given this program's success, our budget proposes $50 million of challenge grants, which will drive another $100 million in private sector. And if the private sector sees things they want to invest in higher ed, we will have that demand signal. We will know what the private sector is looking for from higher ed because they're putting their money behind it. One of the most impactful actions taken last year to address workforce was the appropriation of $88 million in matching funds for private sector investment to create career center academies where high school students can pursue high-demand careers in the trades, tech, healthcare, and other sectors. The North Dakota State Board for Career and Technical Education awarded $68 million in matching funds already to 13 of these projects around the state. I'm sure you're familiar with them. We're excited about them. They're going to make a difference. They all require a local dollar-for-dollar match. Several communities have stepped up. They've already raised all the matching funds. But the U.S. Treasury continues to deny the release of the federal dollars that were appropriated here in this legislature due to a debate over funding criteria. To address our immediate workforce challenges, it's critical that we don't allow the federal inaction to delay our state's progress. We urge this assembly to quickly honor the commitment that was made by the previous assembly, provide the authority for these CTE programs to borrow from the Bank of North Dakota, get their projects going, avoid delays in construction, start helping solve our workforce issue, and then we can backfill and pay that loan when we get paid by the feds. These career academies are just one of the many tools in the workforce toolbox we're asking this assembly to support. Based on input from North Dakota's Workforce Development Council, which has broad representation, over 30 members across multiple industries, all levels of government, we're recommending a package of proposals called North Dakota Works Investment Plan. This plan includes $20 million for a competitive regional workforce impact program for local communities, economic development groups, and others addressing labor demands. It also provides nearly $25 million for strategic marketing and recruiting campaign, which will include support for expanding the Find the Good Life campaign and virtual job fairs in addition to other initiatives. Find the Good Life campaign, by the way, is not just an ad campaign. We actually get the names of people that are interested in moving to our state, and they tell us, I want to move there in 1 month, 3 months, 6 months. Then we can start identifying the issues that are blocking them from moving here, whether it's housing or childcare or other support. So,
the governor packing in a lot of top-of-the-mind important issues, the latest on, obviously, the workforce front that concerns so many individuals these days, talking about how to go about getting that action done and the dollars behind it. Of course, that big tax relief package we heard about as well. Final thoughts from the governor when we come back. Don't go away.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today.
Sing along with that one, right?
And man will live.
Who is this, Kevin?
Harry Belafonte.
Oh, goodness.
Because of Christmas Day.
Very nice. Very very nice. 11 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by MyPillow today. Have you heard? Mike Lindell has an all-new product, My Coffee. That's right. They tell me it's the beans that are the secret that make that the perfect coffee that you're going to absolutely love. The beans are grown in Honduras. The climate there is perfect, producing the best beans ever. Every single batch is tested to make sure it meets the very highest standards. And all of the production done right here in the USA. You can order a ground whole bean or single-serve coffee pods, certified organic, non-GMO. And you set up a subscription, so it's coming in on time. And just like you're getting specialty small-batch coffee delivered monthly right to your door. Go to mystore.com, use the promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028, and you save 50% on your My Coffee subscription. So it's mystore.com, promo code SCOTT for the coffee, or call them at 800-506-9028, and you save 50% on your My Coffee subscription. Governor Doug Burgum will join us tomorrow on the program to recap some of the highlights of his address to the state legislature kicking off the next legislative session. The headline is, there's a lot of money, but there's a need for more workers, and some of that money, it's all these rainy day buckets that they have, is coming back to you in the form of income tax relief and property tax relief, and the governor is proposing a flat tax, where 3 out of 5 taxpayers will pay 0 North Dakota tax. Sound okay to you?
Sounds
okay.
I don't know if you could hear it, but Tim Walz fell off his chair in St. Paul. You could hear it all the way up here when
he did,
said that. Yeah. Imagine that.
I wondered what that thump was.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Come on, Tim.
Yeah.
There you go, bud. Get up.
Let's see what the governor's talking about here just to wrap up here in the next couple of minutes.
Team members receive general salary increases of 8% and 9%. North Dakota's unemployment tied for the third lowest in the nation at 2.3%. However, turnover in state government in 2021, just in that 1 year, 14%. That's a 14-year high. We've already discussed the high inflation rate, but given those factors, we're proposing a significant increase in human capital to keep our state operations running and running well. First is we propose a $90 million in targeted pay equity funding based on data-supported analysis to bring targeted agency salaries, including higher education, closer in line with overall market. We can't start applying percentage increases if everybody's out of balance at the starting line. We have to first go in with the dollars to get everybody matched up with where they are against the private sector. This will make us more competitive when we're trying to recruit for critical positions. Let's just take state radio, for example. 911 dispatchers, often referred to as the first responders, need to answer the call 7 by 24 by 365. Even in North Dakota, there's amazing stories of they guide citizens through life and death situations. But since 2019, state radio has been fully staffed only once for about a month. With an average turnover rate of 33%, they've had a constant hiring and training process. The starting pay for our entry-level dispatchers and supervisors is the lowest among their peers, including dispatch centers in Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and in South Dakota. It's more important than ever to develop compensation solutions that are at least on par with competitors and market that help us attract and retain top talent. In addition to the targeted pay equity funding, we recommend performance increases of 6% in the first year of the biennium and 4% in the second year. This would represent those increases, the 6 and 4, would represent an investment in our workforce of $211 million. If we don't make that investment, we'll spend more than that on training, recruiting, and rehiring as we
move. That will be a welcome news for state employees by Governor Burgum. They're announcing a hike for state employees and talking about getting the university system, as well as obviously their state employees, competitive with their peers. So lots to cover there, and we'll dig into all of it. If you have any specific questions on anything you heard, text them into us, 701-237-1590. We'll ask those tomorrow. Chad texts, the governor's right on the mark with property taxes. If the state reduces them, then the cities like Fargo just raise the other pet projects and nothing goes down. Sneaky. All right? Better take that on, right? We shall. We will. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's the relief from this cold.
Well, you're making me hungry. Now you're making me relax.
Yeah.
I feel better.
12-month, no interest, no payment financing. You use it now, you pay it later on the sauna and the Hot Spring Spa. So that's a great way to go. And you know those saunas? 12 of the greatest health and wellness benefits offered on the planet. So every day made better, live longer. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. Make sure you tell them Scott sent you. Kev, see you tomorrow.
All right, buddy. We'll do a great day.
All over again. Everybody, thank you for listening. And
keep the faith.
Have a good day. Thanks for that reminder. We need it. God bless. Bye-bye. Well, President Trump has announced, and now Ron DeSantis is rising fast in the polls. Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll. Do you want Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis as your candidate in 2024? It's a big question. Newsmax wants to know what you think. Vote in the Newsmax poll, Trump versus DeSantis. Just text the word ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. It only takes seconds. Let your voice be heard. Every day I tune into Newsmax for news I can trust. They're even beating CNN in some key ratings. So make the switch and vote in Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Text the word ZONE to 39747. One more time, the word ZONE to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax today. You'll love it.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.